Good morning, everyone. Please turn your Bible to Romans 1. And we're just going to read a very short verse, 11 and 12. I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, that you may be established, that is, that I may be encouraged together. With you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this day, God. Thank you for this day before the retreat, Lord, and giving us a brand new day today as well, God. May we be refreshed today as we come before you, Lord. Please come, Holy Spirit, and be with us today and just reveal your heart to us and strengthen us, encourage us today. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I just wanted to share a little bit about my meditation on Romans 1, actually on spiritual gift and the function in relations to serving the body recently. So I feel like, you know, in Romans 1, actually it really struck me when I read it because, you know, I always thought that, oh, Paul was going to go and impart spiritual gift to the church there. But it didn't strike me until I read so that I may be encouraged together, or in NIV it says that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. And I was like, wow, you know, Paul is going to this church and he is imparting spiritual gift, but it seems like he also needs to be encouraged. He also needs their faith in order to be encouraged. And then it kind of tied into P. Mary's sermon a little while ago, how, you know, we are supposed to be serving the church. And I believe serving the church is not just with our gifts and talents. You know, it may be, welcoming, where you're, you know, you're showing like hospitality or barista hospitality or something like that. But it's also using your spiritual gift to serve the church. And I think that's really important, you know, because it brings forth encouragement. It strengthens each other. It gives you hope, and it allows you the ability to move forward and to fight on, not only for the party that is receiving it. I mean, I've received so many people's words of encouragement, words of knowledge, words of prophecy that really strengthened me and allowed me to move forward. But I had also been in the giving end, and actually, by giving, you are really encouraged by the faith because you're not only mustering up your own faith to give, but the other person's faith to come and receive, the other person's willingness to be humble before the Lord and receive actually really strengthened me as well. And so I believe that this is something that is really beautiful. And it works mutually in the church. It is linked together, and it is what enables a spiritual gift to bring forth faith, which leads to encouragement. So as I was meditating, I felt that spiritual gifts are supposed to be used within the body, not exclusively only in the body. You know, like God gave us gifts. We are supposed to go and make disciples of all nations. So yes, we're supposed to also minister to people outside of church. But if we don't start at church, we're not going to do it outside. Church is our family. Church is a place where we are acceptable for one another, even if we make a mistake. You know, we exercise grace. Like, we need to be comfortable in using our gifts here. And then it will naturally flow outside of church as well. And this is a type of service onto your brothers and sisters. It is a type of service onto the Lord. You know, when we accepted the Lord in our heart, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us. He is our teacher. He will teach us all things. He will reveal all things to us. And as we receive Him, as the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us, He also already bestowed gifts unto us. And our calling is, yes, one of the biggest things is to walk into God's destiny and calling for our lives, but our calling is also to love and serve, the church and be part of this family. I don't know, for me at the beginning of my Christian walk, I really struggled with this, you know, like, oh my gosh, I can't serve, or I don't know how to pray, and you know, what am I going to say? What if I hear it wrong? And you know, let other people do it. They're more spiritual, they're more experienced, and you know, and things like that. But I just want to let you know that not only is God the one who is speaking through you, He is the one who is giving you the words, that we should still try, because when we do, we're linked together. We're mutually encouraging one another. We need two to dance. We need two to dangle. We need two to really bring forth the fruit of the gifts that the Lord has given us. So, you know, like, you know, I there were times where I would sit there and be like, okay, let them do it. But I feel that, I don't know, you know, like, I'm sure all of you are working in some way in relations to using your spiritual gift, but if there are doubts, you know, if you feel that, oh, you know, I'm not good enough, please don't, you know, please take the plunge, please move forward, please go for it, and don't leave it to the 20% that people always say only the 10 or 20% is serving the church or, you know, using their gifts. Don't do that, because we need you. We are a body. You know, when Paul talked about spiritual gift, and he talked about it multiple times in Romans and 1 Corinthians, you know, he also mentioned, I think right after 1 Corinthians 12, about the different gifts, and then he goes right into the body of Christ. You know, it's not a separate chapter, it's together, and I think there is such a linking towards that. And so that's one part that I was meditating on, and the other actually is another scripture that I want to look into. And if you could turn with me to 1 Corinthians 14. Pursue love. And in NIV would say, follow the way of love, yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries. But one who prophesies speak to men for edification and exhortation and consolation. Sorry, one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but one who prophesies edifies the church. Now I wish that you all speak in spoken tongues, but even more that you would prophesy. Greater is one who prophesies than one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets so that the church may receive edifying. And the second point that I got, because when I was meditating on First Romans 1, it led me to this 1 Corinthians 14, and the thing that was highlighted to me was pursue love. Or follow the way of love and desire spiritual gifts. You know, I think we are to desire it, we are to seek it, we are to ask for it, and we are to practice it, not for ourselves, but it is so that we may learn and we may pursue the way of love. We may start walking in the way of love. You know, God gave us these things not for our own comfort, our own security, but it is so that we may encourage one another, we may walk together, and that is the way of love. That is one way of loving. You know, when you pray for someone, you really, you know, are able to tap into God's perspective of that person. You know, it could be your enemy, it could be someone that in the physical you're like, oh my gosh, you know, like this person I can't stand that. But when God gives you an opportunity to pray for them, actually you tap into His vision and His lens, and through that you're able to see this person for who they really are and who they are made to be. And by that alone, you are receiving love and you are walking in love and you are able to extend love. And that's why, you know, And this is only, you know, for prophecy. When you do healing as well, you see God's heart for that person to be full, to be whole. And that is also one way of love that you will experience. So not only will that person receiving experience the love of God, but you will also experience God's love for the person. And then there will be an atmosphere of love that is within the body. And of course, I think he emphasizes on prophecy because it is powerful in terms of really understanding God's heart for the person. And personally, you know, like I've gone through many tough times in my life, and sometimes I have random people. I remember when I first came to church, people I didn't know. Actually, I really don't know how they got my number, but I would receive a text, and there would be a chapter or a verse, and immediately it hits my heart, and you know, I would start breaking down, I would start crying, because it was the word of God that came through a member of the church that I don't know. I really don't know her. And it spoke right into me, and healing healing started forming within my heart, you know. And then I remember, you know, like bumping into someone, and then this is the lowest point of my life, and I just bump into him, and he asked me how I was doing, and I was like, ugh, I started crying, you know, those times when you're so weak. He immediately left everything he was doing. He was in the middle of going into teaching his class. He left everything. He told his students to go in, took me aside. He said, let's pray. And that prayer saved my day, saved my week, saved my month, until today, which is 8 years or 9 years later. I still think of this, and I'm still so thankful for the love that was showed because of their willingness to move in the Spirit, of their willingness to listen to God, of their willingness to allow God to use their gifts, to allow God to use them. So I don't know where you are with your attitude or your courage in receiving and embracing the gift that the Lord has given you to serve and to love your church. But my questions are you moving in with your spiritual gifts? Do you know what they are? Are you using it for the benefit of building up the body, to love people, to strengthen the faith of the body? I would like to invite Sam. I really pray that we would all earnestly desire the Lord for his gifts, because we want to desire the way of love. We want to pursue the way of love. And I believe that the whole church should and need to be moving in love and the Holy Spirit, because it plays such a vital part, such an important part of our faith building, of our encouragement, of a reminder of who God is in our life. Yeah, so why don't we take a moment to just thank God that he has gifts for each one of us, and that we are his people, and we have the ability to tap into his love, to move in his love, to understand his heart of love, and to love others in return. You know, we love because he first loved us, and we have received so much love from him. So yeah, let us just thank God for that and ask God to teach us how to move in them, to reveal to us what they are, so that we may walk alongside or follow his guidance into serving and loving the body of Christ. Sovereign Lord is on me.
praise, pour your spirit over me, let your love rain down, let you take these hands of mine and use me, pour your spirit over me. Take these feet of mine and lead me. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, to go, to free, to give, to feed. The Spirit of Sovereign Lord is on me now, spreading love. And you turn ashes to beauty, morning to dancing, songs of praise. Pour your spirit over me, let your love rain down, let you take these hands of mine and use me. Pour your spirit over me, let your love rain. You take these feet of mine and lead me.
Father, we just want to thank you, God, for revealing your love to us today, God, that it is not about us, it is about you. It is about following and desiring and pursuing your way of love. This is one of your way of love, God, and let us really embrace it and understand that it is love that is first, God, and that we may move freely because your love is our blanket. Your love is our safety net. Even if we are afraid, even if we are, we think that we have said something wrong, God, your love is our blanket and safety net. We can fall, and it is okay because of your love, God. And, God, I just continue to pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters, that you will reveal to them, God, their gifts, how they can serve, how they can love, how they can place other people ahead of themselves, God, sometimes just to obey you and to serve you and to love unto them, God. And I pray, God, that, if there is someone in our hearts that we know needs some encouragement today, that you would highlight it to us and give us that courage and give us that ability to move forward. Give them a call or talk to them. Pray for them. Whatever it is that you deposit in our hearts for them, God, let us take the step, the physical step to contact them so that they may receive your love today, God. So, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, and we just want to continue to meditate on your love today, God. And let us pray for our church and community. Pray for our brothers and sisters who has family members that are going through cancer or chemo and radiation therapy. Let's lift up a prayer for them.
Let's also pray for our community with loved ones who need salvation as well as physical healing. Let's also lift up our community who are suffering with sicknesses. Let's pray for them and/or their family and loved ones. Let's also lift up people in our church that are looking for jobs. Let's pray that the Lord will open a door for them. And let's move on to our Thursday prayer focus. Let's pray for Singapore, SP Singapore, PCM Kim and Annie and their family. Let's also lift up Indonesia, Spin, P. Salamat and his family. Let's also pray for SP Seoul, the church plant, Eunsung and Janice, that everything will go smoothly and that it will run smoothly, that they will continue to draw people into this house of the Lord. Let's pray for the healing ministry and the prayer ministry, IP Well and Cascade. Let's pray for his anointing and protection over everyone that is serving in the ministry, and that there will be such intimacy with their walk with the Lord. Let's lift up the education ministry, Noah's Ark, led by P. Marion Ealing, SP Youth, led by P. Nate, SPU, led by P. Ricky and P. Andrew. Let's pray for his anointing and that everyone in this ministry, all the young people, will encounter God. Let's lift up the Thursday outreaches, SP Lights and Homey Outreach. Let's pray that it will be good weather, and that everyone that is serving will really serve as Jesus' hands and feet today. Let's lift up the house churches that are happening today, Elements, Happy Valley, Olympic, and Robin Hood. Let's pray that there will be an excitement as they meet tonight, and that they will come together in unity and be able to encounter God tonight. Let's pray for our annual retreat that is happening tomorrow. Let's pray that every one of us will be prepared to meet with God, prepared to hear His voice. And let's pray that everyone will be healthy, everyone will be able to make it, that there won't be any problems crossing the borders and everything. Let's lift up the retreat, our pastors, our speakers. Let's lift up the retreat. Lord, we just want to lift this up, this day up to You, God. Please come and fill us with Your joy, Your strength, and Your encouragement daily, God, and every second of this day, God. We love You, God. And we seal all these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.